Proclamation number 7741 of 10th of November, 1960. Remedy for powerlessness. Prayer. Request. Love gives you strength. And if you are therefore without strength, then you also know that you lack love, that you still have to work on your soul, that you still have to transform your nature into love, and that you will then no longer feel powerless. And because you yourselves are therefore not yet full of love, you have to pray. You must come to me and ask me to help you, to fill you with strength, that I ignite love in you and thus want to impart strength to you. And your prayer will be heard. Everything you don't possess yourselves you can receive from me. And thus I can also kindle love in you into bright embers if this is your will, and if you present your lack of love to me and appeal to me for help. Then I can truly let my strength overflow into you, and this will always result in an increased urge for loving activity in you. I grant you every spiritual request. And this is a spiritual request if you feel to lacking in love yourselves and request my strength of love. And I will gladly comply with such a request. Therefore you can never say that you are incapable of love, for I myself make up for every deficiency in you as soon as you are willing to live in love. And therefore the bond with me is absolutely necessary if you want to mature yourselves. For without such a bond my strength cannot flow into you, and thus you lack it. But you can practice love at any time because my spark of love rests within you, because the bond with me can therefore always be established, and the strength to work with love is then also within you. You don't know what great strength love is, yet since I am both strength and love, you will also always possess strength and love if you unite with me. For then you yourselves will long for what you once voluntarily gave away. You long for your original nature again and open yourselves to my illumination of love. Thus you will no longer be weak and master everything in earthly life, no matter what demands are made of you. You need never fear weakness and lack of strength, because this will be remedied immediately if you devote yourselves to me, if you want to receive strength from me. Then you will inwardly urge yourselves to be active with love, and nothing will hold you back from loving activity, for the bond with me already makes you happy, and then you will always be willing to fulfill my will. You strive towards me ever more eagerly, you will also increasingly recognize my will in an awakened spirit, and your whole being will be filled with love and have a beneficial effect on your surroundings. You will contribute towards the redemption of the still unfree spiritual, because love impels you, which is my direct expression in you. Therefore don't be fearful when you feel powerless, but then only ever remember your Father who does not want to leave his children in their weakness, but truly gives to you abundantly if only you ask him for it. And every request also presupposes the bond with me, but every bond enables the influx of strength of love. This is why a loving person will also always remember me, or also, a person who remains united with me will also always work in love and never feel weak. For I am also present to anyone who is united with me, and my presence eliminates all weakness. And if you sometimes feel weak, then you know that I desire your heartfelt bond, for I can only bestow gifts upon you if you turn to the Father like children for help. Amen.